And now from our New York studios up in Harlem, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Jay. Listen, Marissa Alexander says she tried to defend herself against an abusive husband. She fired a warning shot that hit a wall and no one else and ended up with 20 years behind bars. Well, after much public outcry and an exhausting legal battle, Marissa Alexander is back at home and vowing to fight for other women. Tom, I'm going inside her story with Marissa Alexander. Marissa, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You know, we talked about you so many times here on the TJMS, so it's exciting for us all to have you here. I have to ask you, you spent 3 years behind bars. That's a long time. What did you do your first night home?
Since I got home recently, this is the second time home.
I know.
Actually, I spent it with my family. You know, all my family was over, and, you know, I just basically, honestly, got a pedicure and spent it with my family. My attorneys came over, so we all just rejoiced and had a good time at my house.
Yeah. Now, I know, you know, you're happy to be home, but has it been a tough transition for you, readjusting to, you know, being back at home? And because you're under house arrest, right?
Correct, mm-hmm. Correct.
So yeah, has it been a difficult?
You know, it is. There's certain parts of it that is, you know, because I had, you know, conditions that I had to follow, like special conditions and whatnot. But, you know, as far as, you know, just finding a balance to do everything, because you think, oh, because she's at home, she's on house arrest, she has nothing to do all day. Well, you know, I have teenage children, and then I have a rotating schedule with getting my my baby girl. And so I recently found employment, so I am working now. So it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it can be, you know, challenging at times.
So
especially,
what can you do and what can you not do?
Well, I mean, I can go to doctor's appointments. I can go, you know, and take my kids, make sure the things that they need to do as far as taking them to school, parent-teacher conferences and things like that I can do.
Go out to dinner? Go to a movie?
Yeah, can you go to the movies?
No socialization.
Go to a club?
Yeah.
No.
So, absolutely not.
I mean, listen. Absolutely not. No.
Community control is essentially you're at home rather than jail. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's supposed to be a transition back into society. For people who are, you know, for whatever reason. So you know you don't do any of those things. So it's essentially like being in jail, but instead of being in jail, you're at home.
Now you're in the process. Go ahead, Tom.
What's your job? You found a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your job? Where are you working?
Well, I'm not going to disclose the company's name, but I pretty much do QA, and I can work from home. I don't physically go out to a location.
Nice.
So I'm really blessed to find something where I can work from home on my computer.
And they knew what your situation was.
Oh, yeah, I had to disclose it because that's one of the things that is, you know, my probation officer is going to contact them. So there's, you know, you go into it, and I'm up front.
And they were up on the whole situation and the news of who you were and what happened to you and everything?
Yes. I disclose everything.
That's a great company. Whoever they are, I applaud
them. Hats off to them. Marissa, let me ask you about Rico Gray. I know that's the gentleman, your husband, I know you're divorcing him, that, you know, was there the night that you fired that gunshot. And he's admitted to abusing you over the course of you all's relationship. What's your relationship with now? Because right before you went to prison, you had just had a baby with him. So I know you all have joint custody. What's your relationship like with him now?
I mean, there isn't any relationship. You know, I believe that we're doing what needs to be done. I can't tell you because there's a no contact forever and ever. Amen. Mm-hmm. So other than that, I couldn't tell you what is going on with him or not. As long as, you know, our daughter's needs are being met, that's where my concern is. But as far as a relationship, there isn't one.
And what about your legal status now with the state and Angela Corey and all of that? Could you be charged again? Are there any fears or any concerns about what's next in your future?
Well, as far as the legal piece of it, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do on the community control, I have no fears about it. And I'm, you know, I mean, I was an upstanding citizen still, and I still am. You know, this is not a life for me, so this just happened to happen. I'm not concerned about that. As long as I'm doing what it is that, you know, the laws or whatever I'm supposed to do on community control, I'm not, you know, concerned about being charged with anything or violating or anything like that.
Are you free to say what you want to say about, I mean, I know you want to do work now helping other women, but do you have to be careful about what you say about, you know, how you were convicted? Because it was a really harsh sentence, you know, 20 years for firing a gun with a woman who was defending herself against an abusive man. You know, are you allowed to talk in detail about that?
Well, you know, not right now. I think those things that are understood need no explaining, you know, so there's not much that I can say right now. It's a time and it's a season for everything, and my primary focus was to really get out and get a job, take care of my kids, and stabilize myself, and when it is time for me to go and speak and be more public, I will. But in the midst of all that, I'm not sitting here just not doing anything. It's coming together, so when the time for me to come out, it'll be the right time.
Will you be dating soon?
Did you say dating?
Yeah.
No, she don't have time for that, Jay. Like, that's the most important thing
I'm
to think about.
Jackie,
she did not answer the question. Now, I know that you're in, there's an article about you in Essence Magazine. Will you be able to sit down, like, with, say, a Jackie Reed, for instance, and have a detailed conversation about all of this in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's just timing is of the essence, you know. And right now, with me trying to rebuild everything and I'm starting school next month, it's just really, you know, probably not the right time. But I have a journal for years, so the story's not lost.
Yeah.
You know,
so a book probably. So a book is probably coming out then, right, about your ordeal?
Yeah, well, sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? How do you feel about all that? There were so many people, Marissa, and I don't know how well you were able to follow this from behind bars, that were in support of you. So many, you know, Free Marissa, so many support groups and things like that. Were you well aware of all of that? And how did that help you get through the struggles behind bars?
Well, like I've mentioned before, you know, when you're inside of prison or some type of capacity where you're away, it's a world in of itself. So you really don't know what's going on in the outside world. The only way that I knew, you know, was if my family was telling me. And a lot of stuff they just were not telling me because, you know, they had their lives, but at the same time they were inundated with so much.
Yeah.
So I really didn't have an idea unless I got mail. And so when I started getting mail from, like, all over, and I mean all over the world, France, you know, Africa, Australia, everywhere, I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll be darned. So that's all I knew.
Okay. Well, good. Jackie, how did you ever get this interview? We've been waiting to talk to her for a long time.
I know we haven't. You know what? It's thanks to our friends at Essence Magazine.
Yeah.
Marissa did a sit-down interview with them, and it's in their May issue, and she really goes into great detail about, you know, what led to her being locked up.
Well, I'm
so
gonna
it's
read
I oh, it's a great, great article.
All right.
I mean, Marissa, we are so excited to finally talk to you. We have been championing
you.
I'm actually, well, you know, I've already got a master's degree. I really didn't want to go and get another one. Just I'm not really feeling like overachieving in that aspect. But I am going to get my paralegal certificate. So I started at the University of North Florida in the spring.
Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Jackie Reed, Inside Her Story with Marissa Alexander.
And congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you all. Thank you for having me.